Communities of Wiyei and Magri have received bicycles from GIZ South Sudan on behalf of the German Development Corporation. Now, to tell us more about this initiative, we're joined by the GIZ Food Security and Management of Natural Resources, South Sudan Head of Program, Johannes Rumor. Thank you for joining us and good morning.
Good morning, Irene. Thank you for having me.
Right. Now, just tell us more about this initiative.
Yes, maybe before, let's remind ourselves of the context that we are in here. Why we're doing this, 2 out of 3 people in South Sudan currently don't have enough to eat. And this number is rising. Droughts, floods have displaced hundreds of thousands of people, and decades of conflict have destroyed almost all public planning and service infrastructure. This is why a large portion of development efforts are focused on food security and the restoration of public administration, and this is where this project comes in.
Right. So how many bicycles have you given out?
In this particular one, there were 80. This is not our only activity. And the bicycles, that's a means of transportation, obviously. And as such, it's not a development initiative, but it supports a certain development initiative, and this is the forming of community planning committees and disaster risk management committees.
Right. So what groups of people did this initiative target?
It's targeting the most vulnerable households in eastern and central Equatoria. So this was Yei County and Magri County. But what we do is we strengthen local planning structures. So usually the government would have a much tighter grasp on the planning processes in the country. And you always have like a top-down approach of planning, and you have a kind of a bottom-up part to this. And this is support to this. So the targets are members of the community who are selected to be in the planning committees.
Right. So out of curiosity, though, why did you give out bicycles when you could supply motorcycles or perhaps vehicles?
Absolutely, and we do that in certain instances. So it's always the question, what works best in which circumstance? Bicycles work well if you move in rural communities. Those are not, the distances are long, but not too long. So you can do that with a bicycle. It's easy to maintain. It is something that will last for quite a while. We do supply sometimes motorcycles and even vehicles, but those are hard to maintain, so you usually provide them in a framework where you know, okay, the structures can maintain them.
Right. So what do you hope to come out of this?
What we hope is, or why do we do this? What keeps people from implementing their own planning is, for example, something very simple, lack of transport. If you form a committee to plan from different communities, the communities have to come together to sit.
Yeah.
How do they do that? This is vast distances. We all know, I've walked a bit. I've seen people, many people walk many kilometers. So this can be quite prohibitive. And when you're done with the meeting, that doesn't stop the process. You develop your plan, you implement. As a member of the committee, you have to make sure that the things you are planning are being implemented. Again, you have to move to different locations, which might not be in your home. And this is what we enable the people to do.
Right. So what other challenges are these communities currently facing?
Oh, there are so many. I don't even know where to start. I think I was once told they face all the challenges that you can have.
Wow.
So it's simply from food security, no access to health, no access to education. Just a basic lack of any planning for economic prosperity. There's very little agricultural activity, although the Equatorias have been traditionally and still are the breadbasket of the country, or can be. So the challenges are massive. And what we try, and others with partners, is that we combine an institutional approach, planning, community-driven planning, with, for example, concrete trainings to farmers, to cooperatives, how to increase income, how to diversify their production. And together, we believe this is a good approach.
Right. So is this ending at Magri and Yei, or are there plans to spread across?
Absolutely. And I'm here not only, I'm the coordinator for GIZ's, all of the agricultural and food security activities in the country. We have offices in Awil, in Yambio, in Yei and in Magri. So those are the areas where we currently work. So this is not limited to Yei and Magwi, but we work in many other areas as well.
Right. Yes. What other projects have you been involved with, GIZ South Sudan?
I'm currently running a project on food security, on management of natural resources. That is a complementary project together with WFP and UNICEF. And we implement in Awil and in Yambio. All our projects are we implement on behalf of the German government. GIZ is, to clarify, not an NGO, not a UN organization. We are owned by the German government, so we implement the German government's development activities.
Right. What activities do you particularly do when it comes to management of the resources that you just spoke about?
Yes, excellent question, and that is something which has been lacking in South Sudan for such a long time. We do catchment-based water resources management. Now, what does that mean? We all know a river. A river flows from a certain source to a certain endpoint. And this is called a catchment. So everything along the river is called a catchment. It doesn't matter if it's County A or County B, it's all one catchment. So it makes sense to look at such a catchment from the beginning to the end. Where does the water come from? Who uses it and why? How many forests do we have? What are flooding areas? What can we do if flooding occurs? Where can we get people to safety? And this is done in this approach, and we do this, we pioneer this now in, or we pilot this in northern Balgazal and in western Equatoria.
Right. And how long has it been running?
This has been running since 2021. It's when you start from almost zero in the planning, it's very, very slow, the process, and this is a long-term process. So most of the activities in South Sudan have been dominated by humanitarian activities, which is good and fine, and that's exactly what needs to be done. But there was it's hard sometimes to implement mid- to long-term development initiatives, and that's what GIZ can bring to the table. That's why we partner with the UN.
Right. Johannes, thank you so much for making our time to speak to us. Is there anything else?
Thank you, Irene. It's good to be back, and
welcome
thanks
back
for having me.